Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
We're talking 12-hour shifts, life and death scenarios, and a seriously diminished social life. Now, if that sounds good to you, the emergency services might be for you. So 999 Fui Elunch, which means under training, is a brand new four-part documentary series which follows the lives of the men and women training for service on the front line, which begins on April 17th on RTE1. And Peter Hunt from the Dublin Fire Service joins me now. Peter, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, not a bother. It's so lovely to have you in, so really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me.
Not at all, we're delighted. Tell me about this. It's a mad job. What was fire training like for you?
Yeah, fire training is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Like that in the Dublin Fire Brigade, it's both paramedic and firefighter. So
wow.
It's about an 8-month training. So you do the first kind of 13 weeks of the fire side,
yeah,
which involves kind of basic firefighting. You're doing running out hoses, putting up ladder drills.
Yeah.
Then you kind of go into like specials, going into your firefighting. You're doing your swift water rescue and a load of different kind of branches of that. And then you go into your paramedic side, which is 12 weeks of getting in as much information as you
yeah.
can, learning about paramedics. And then you're kind of out to the real world, and that's where you learn everything. So
it's fascinating. Like it was. Did you find it intense?
It can be intense. Like yeah. that every morning, you have your shirt is ironed, your yeah. Trousers, your boots are polished.
You have to be
on parade,
looking good. Yeah.
And then like that, you're spending the next that evening kind of going through stuff as to what you need the next day.
Yeah.
So it is quite intense, but
yeah,
it's definitely worthwhile.
You loved it, did you?
Yeah. It can be tough mentally sometimes, but it's very rewarding, and you're with a group of people there where you're having a good time.
Definitely. There's always seems to be a great like kind of camaraderie between like firefighters and paramedics and all that. So Dublin Fire Brigade, it's unusual because it also runs the ambulance service for inner city Dublin. How did you come into contact with that part of the service when you were 10? You were very young.
I was actually 5.
Oh, were you?
I was 5, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
God, you were really, really young.
Yeah, I was very young at the time, which when I came in contact with it was when my dad had a heart attack.
Okay.
And he went into cardiac arrest.
Wow.
And the paramedics on the scene from the Dublin Fire Brigade brought him up to Bournemouth Hospital.
Yeah.
And obviously, to this day, he's still alive. So
brilliant.
It was something very, very kind of close to home. And
yeah.
It was something that always kind of inspired me then, that if I had the opportunity to give back to something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I was amazed by their work, you know.
So you're a tiny, like tiny young fellow, obviously watching your dad very sick, and it's a very scary like situation. Like I can only imagine how scary it must be. So you saw the paramedics working, and you just that inspired you. Did you never stop thinking about it? Obviously for your whole childhood, did you not?
Like that, yeah. And like at the time, he was only having a heart attack. And they treated him and they identified something like that.
Yeah.
And just being able to sit, like on the years growing up, an extra 20 years as such, being able to have them there
yeah.
is a constant reminder.
Absolutely.
Of the work they did.
Yeah.
And of what obviously Beaumont did as well. So
was it always what you wanted to do then, more or less?
It was something that always stuck in the back of my mind, yeah.
Yeah. So the paramedic training, what was that like for you? Is it, you know, because that was obviously what brought you into contact with, you know, fire and ambulance. Did you, what was that like for you, that experience?
I found it was difficult because in school, I suppose, I never picked biology as a subject. So
yeah.
You're learning about the anatomy. Everything
yeah.
was fresh in mind. And like that, the camera, we were doing the show, which was another bit of pressure on it, especially when I was trying to learn words in Irish that I could barely speak in English.
Oh,
you
of course.
Know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But like that, it was something I actually really enjoyed learning about that
yeah.
and being able to bring it out into the real world.
So helping people obviously is, you know, the best motivation you can have, but you're dealing with vulnerable people all the time in your work. So how difficult is it to do that with a TV camera pointed at you as well?
Yeah, it's difficult, but and like they said before, like you're coming to people and they're only ringing you because it may be the worst day of their lives, you know.
Yeah.
But like that, you're there. You look at it as the job, and you're there to help, and you're only, you can only do the best you can do, and you didn't put anyone in that situation. So like it is difficult with the cameras in
yeah.
front of you, but you're only trying to do your best and trying to help people, you know.
And they want to show you off, of course, as well. The other thing about it is it's 999 fui elunch, and I don't have good Irish at all. So our producer Ethna is a Gaelgor, so she gave me the right pronunciation and stuff earlier on. But the show is in Irish too. So how's your Irish, and how did that end up on the telly for you?
Yeah, so it was actually a funny story. I'd speak Irish. I went to the Gael Talk a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed Irish. And obviously I was chatting to one of the lads. I mentioned that to them.
Yeah.
And during the training I got COVID, so I was off for the week. And I came back to training and I was told I'd be on the telly doing speaking Irish.
You're
and
messing.
I said, oh, what are you talking about? It said one of the lads is after nominating you there. You could speak Irish, so
oh
RTE
gosh.
Are coming into you. So
that's okay, yeah. You came back after a week with COVID, so you were like suddenly thrown into this.
Yeah.
Also, oh my god, how is your Irish?
Like that, you use it or you lose it. So it,
sure,
it once I got speaking back for the week, it came
comes
back
to you. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Did you what was so your old job then? What was that?
I worked as a labourer for an electrical maintenance company.
Yeah.
I was in college during that time, so it was essentially part-time.
Sure.
But like that was working with your hands. It was facility maintenance.
Yeah.
Doing electrical and mechanical.
So, look, the way things are now, you could be earning a lot of money doing, you know, as a spark or whatever it is that you want to do. Did your mates think you were mad to give that up and to go into what you're in now?
They did, but like that, it's this is a very rewarding job,
yeah.
And in the long term, it is something that I always did want to go into.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a no brainer of an answer.
It's so funny because you can't get an electrician for love nor money at the moment. So it's but obviously just the motivation to go into what you're doing now was too huge. How much of a help was it going into training that you have a brother who's in the service as well, who's a fireman?
There was parts of it. He was
able to give you like a sense of it.
He'd be the type of person. Now, obviously, going to see his pass out and seeing his training was a good experience to see, and that's
also
kind of made me interested in going into
it.
But he's the type of person that will tell you, you learn for yourself, you know. So he wouldn't give you as many tips as you think.
Yeah.
But if you're really stuck to sit down on exams and stuff, he'd go through with you, especially on the paramedic side. But anything on the fire side or anything that kind of, he goes, you learn for yourself. It's all about experience.
Yeah. And like, but to be fair, that's probably the right way to be. Like, you kind of have to obviously go through it yourself to understand. Now, this is gas, because you're not just a fireman, you're an EMT as well, but you're also a DJ.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you do?
So I produce a lot of dance music.
Brilliant.
So I actually went to college and did a 4-year degree in songwriting.
Wow.
So I have a lot of kind of influences in music.
Yeah.
But I tried to kind of implement it. I've kind of a project now called Pistol Music. It's
Yeah, give a plug.
Yeah,
go for it, yeah.
Pistol Music, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've loads of music out there online.
Brilliant.
And like that, I'm producing.
Where can people find you online? Like find
on
your music?
On
Spotify.
Streaming services, yeah.
Brilliant. So Pistol Music is what they need to be looking for.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I produce a lot of dance music and I play the piano and the guitar and and sing. So it's,
and is it something that you like, you're happy to have it as a side hustle, or is it like, you know, if something was to take off for you in the music, would you kind of
I've no kind of plan. I just enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
It's something I really enjoy. If it does go off, then it's great. But
great,
if it doesn't, I'm happy to just,
you're happy where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. That's so Pistol Music, if you're looking for Peter, what kind of influences you?
And the dance music would be kind of low step, Mark Knight and Sam Devine type of music.
Brilliant.
So,
yeah. So the programme is 17th of April. It's going out on RT1 at 8 p.m. How do you think it's going to be watching yourself on the telly, or are you going to be hiding behind the couch?
Well, I think if we're on shift that day, I definitely will be hiding behind the couch. It'll be I'll be getting a good bit of stick about it. But
we watch it in the station, like
if we can.
If you can, yeah.
If you can, yeah.
Of course. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
There's lovely text here for you. So someone said, I'm looking forward to seeing the TV show about Dublin Fire Service. I had experience with some of the amazing paramedics from the service when I was in an accident and thankfully wasn't seriously hurt. The men and women who work for the Dublin Fire Brigade are amazing people. They supported me on one of the worst days of my life and I'm forever grateful. That's from Fergal. Geraldine texted in and they said, I have an 11-year-old little girl listening to Peter and she'd really love to be a paramedic or fire person. Does Peter have any advice on how best to get into it?
Just like that, kind of preparing for stuff like that, you can always sign up for being an EMT.
Yeah.
There is voluntary services like the Civil Defence and the Order of Malta, which you can always sign up for.
Good start, like,
To get a good service. And I think that there's a course where you can do, think it's a fire kind of course.
A PLC?
Yeah. I think it could be, I'm not sure if it's out on Black Rock or not.
Okay. Like, would you see people find those resources online and stuff like that? That's brilliant. Because obviously the kids are off school this week.
Yeah,
so there'll be lots of kids listening going, I'd love to be a fireman. When are you an official member of the Dublin Fire Service? When does that happen for you?
When I go out on the station or when I...
Or just, like, how does, you know, when you finish your training, when do you become, like, a official member of the service?
As soon as you finish training, you get sent out.
So
a paramedic, I think I'm an intern at the minute, so you have 2 years of that.
Brilliant,
but you're out on the station now. Like, I'm out, based out in Finglas now, so...
So you're doing everything kind of straight away.
Since October.
Brilliant.
Yeah, since October, I've been out in Finglas.
And how much of a part of the job is, you know, after you're qualified, you know, do you get to move around all the bits? You do a bit of everything, basically.
Onto the truck?
So
at the start, you do a lot of ambulance work because you have to make up your hours. For the first four months, you're doing a lot of ambulance work.
Sure.
And then you get put onto a normal kind of roster.
Brilliant.
Of both the truck and the ambulance. So you get a mix of both.
Brilliant.
Peter,
it's an absolute pleasure to have you in. It really is. I'm really looking forward to seeing the programme. So thanks so much for coming into us today. I really appreciate it. And telling us all about your work in the Dublin Fire Service as well. So it's 999 Fui Elunch starts on RT1 on Monday week, which is April 17th at 8 p.m. on RT1. Peter, thanks a mil for coming in.
Thanks
and
so much
you've
for
your
having
ceremony
me.
In September, do you? Or is there a ceremony in September?
No, I won't be graduating for another year after that.
Well, good luck when it happens.
Thank you very much.
It's lovely to have you in. I really appreciate it. And Ethna just put it in there. Peter's right. There is a course located in Black Rock. They offer a 1 year level 5 pre-paramedic fire and ambulance course, and you can find more information on that on bfei.ie, which is Black Rock Further Education. So you were dead right on that, Peter. Thanks so much, and good luck with the stick you're going to get on the 17th.
Thanks
a million. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.